And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 18th of November, 2012. It's the birthday of the novelist and poet Margaret Atwood, born in Ottawa, 1939. Her father was an entomologist. He did research out in the wilderness of Quebec. And the family spent every year April through November out there. And when she was about six, Margaret Atwood began to write plays and poems and a novel about an ant, A-N-T. Studied English at the University of Toronto, went to Radcliffe, then to Harvard, wrote a critical study of Canadian literature called Survival, a thematic guide to Canadian literature. Came out in 1972, was quite a success. Many collections of poems, novels followed, including The Handmaid's Tale in 1985. It's the birthday of the man who helped to invent the art of photography, Louis Daguerre, born just outside Paris, 1789. He was a theater designer. He used hand-painted translucent screens and elaborate lighting effects to create the illusion of a sunrise or a storm. But in 1829, he learned about a new technology that made it possible to use light to capture an image on a metal plate. So he set out to improve the process, made a copper plate coated with silver salts that could be developed with the application of mercury vapor and table salt, and used the process to capture a series of images of Paris. The camera needed about 15 minutes exposure time to capture an image, so there weren't people in his early pictures, except a picture of a boulevard that shows a man in the foreground who has stopped to shine his shoes. It was on this day, 1928, Mickey Mouse was born, the first sound-synchronized cartoon entitled Steamboat Willie, premiered in New York at the Colony Theater. It was just 7 minutes long. And it's the birthday of the man who invented scientific polling, George Gallup, 1901, born Jefferson, Iowa, went to the University of Iowa, where in the early 20s, as the editor of the Daily Iowan, he conducted the first poll, took a survey to find the prettiest girl on the campus. The winner was Ophelia Smith, and George Gallup later married her. Here's a poem for today by C.K. Williams, One Morning in Brooklyn. The snow is falling in three directions at once against the sienna brick of the houses across. But the storm is mild, the light even, the erratic wind not harsh, and tolling 10 o'clock, the usually undistinguished bells of the Sixth Street Cathedral assume an authoritative dignity, remarking with ponderous self-consciousness the holy singularities of this now uncommon day. How much the pleasant sense in our sheltering rooms of warmth, enclosure, an idle, languid taking in with almost Georgian ease, voluptuous, reposeful, including titillations of the sin of well-being, the gentle adolescent tempest, which still can't make up its mind quite, can't dig in and bite, everything for show, flailing with a furious but futile animation, wisps of white across the white. One Morning in Brooklyn, a poem by C.K. Williams, from his collected poems, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world, you can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.